Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
If there was such a thing as word police to enforce the correct use of biological terms, jails would be full of repeat offenders. None of the violations rank as felonies, but misdemeanors are rampant. Here are a few examples. The terms venomous and poisonous are often misused. Rattlesnakes, cottonmouths, and copperheads are not poisonous. They are venomous. Venomous organisms deliver venom into other organisms using a specialized apparatus, such as fangs or a stinger. Other venomous animals include some bees, wasps, ants, spiders, and scorpions. On the other hand, poisonous organisms do not deliver their toxins directly. They usually have to be eaten or touched for the repulsive process to work. Monarch butterflies are poisonous to predators because they consume and concentrate toxic chemicals in milkweed when they are in the caterpillar stage. The defensive chemicals can cause vomiting, blistering, or serious cardiac issues in predators that try to eat them. Poison ivy is correctly labeled a poisonous plant because we pay the piper with a contact dermatitis if we touch it. If you want to make a biologist cringe, refer to the bony appendages that grow from the skull of male deer as horns. They are not, but rather are correctly termed antlers. True horns consist of a core of dermal bone covered by an epidermal sheath. The sheath is the actual horn, and they are not usually shed. Cows have horns. Antlers are branched structures of bone characteristic of the deer family and are shed annually. Another example involves the term extinction. People often relate that a certain animal is extinct in a specific geographic area. For example, declaring that grizzly bears are extinct in New Mexico. By definition, this is incorrect because a life form becomes extinct when the last remaining individual of that species on the planet dies. In the grizzly bear example, it would be more correct to say that grizzly bears are extirpated in New Mexico. I must admit that there are some blemishes on my word police record, but to date, I have been pardoned, and my goal is to avoid recidivism.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep from NPR News.
This is Robert Siegel, host of All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hi, I'm Kelby Uchley.
The best of Broadway.
I'm your host, Mark Henderson.
Welcome to Midday Classics. I'm Jason Reinhardt.
This is Vocal Vibes, and I'm your host, Deborah Chandler.
Exceptional programs on KEDM, made possible by listener financial support.